With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not letting the Democrats on Capitol Hill stop him. He says he will continue to increase the fight against Hamas despite the new U.S. criticism.
The fact that we're going to destroy the remaining Hamas terrorist battalions in Rafah is both important for eradicating the Hamas rule, but also important for getting the hostages out. These are complementary goals. They're not contradictory goals.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friend. Now, it's not official yet, but it might as well be from the Kremlin. Russia releasing early returns showing Vladimir Putin has about 87% of the votes cast. 60% of precincts are now reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse Donald Trump this year. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
They ran together on the 2016 ticket and served in the White House for 4 years. But Pence told Fox News, quote, "It should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year." The former vice president said it's about more than their disagreement over the January 6th Capitol riot. Pence argued that Trump's stance on the national debt, abortion restrictions, and TikTok is at odds with the conservative agenda they had while in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Von Gething's election as the next leader of Wales, marking a milestone. For the first time, none of the UK's four main governments led by a white man. It's a striking moment in the country grappling with racism and the legacy of the empire. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has Indian heritage, Britain's first Hindu leader. Scottish Prime Minister Humza Yousaf comes from a Pakistani Muslim family. This is SRN News. An international religious freedom group ending its visit to Saudi Arabia earlier than planned. The Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The official visit to the Diriyya World Heritage Site in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom was cut short last week when the commission chairman, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, was ordered to remove his head covering or kippah at the site and any time he's in public. The commission statement reported that Saudi authorities demanded that the group leave the heritage site when Cooper offered what was termed a firm but polite denial of the request. He said, "No one should be denied access to a heritage site, especially one intended to highlight unity and progress simply for existing as a Jew." I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
A message from the Saudi embassy called the incident unfortunate. This is SRN News. An electronic system for filing returns directly to the IRS, now available in 12 selected states.
Direct File is a free online tool. Taxpayers in the 12 states who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible to use it this tax season. The Direct File pilot is part of the agency's effort to build out a new government service. Certain taxpayers in Florida, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, Wyoming, Arizona, Massachusetts, California, and New York can participate. John Scott reporting.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency now in 11 counties across the path of the central part of the state hit by severe weather on Thursday. Governor Mike DeWine also has activated the Ohio National Guard to help officials in Logan County, where at least three people were killed in the twisters. More details at SRNnews.com.